USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After announcing his retirement, President Biden thanked Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer for his decades of public service.
The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court.
Experts say the front runner on the list of potential candidates is Federal Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who clerked for Justice Breyer.
Without a doubt, being a law clerk for Justice Breyer was one of the most rewarding professional experiences of my life.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he wants to move quickly to confirm a nominee. They're expected to use the same timeline they used for Amy Coney Barrett's nomination. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energized Health. You can still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. We're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, energizedhealth.com.
According to the Labor Department, unemployment claims fell the week ending January 22nd, marking the first drop in a month. Initial jobless claims were 260,000 for that week, which was a decrease of 30,000 from the previous week. A total of 1.7 million people were collecting unemployment compensation the week ending January 15th. As initial jobless claims declined, the Commerce Department reported the total output of all goods and services increased by 5.7% for all of 2021. That's the largest growth for any year since 1984. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve left its benchmark interest rate near zero, but warned an interest rate increase is coming soon to combat inflation. Economists say jobless claims will continue to be lower as the economic disruptions from the Omicron variant fade. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Charges have now been filed after a young immigrant was murdered.
A 16-year-old teen and a 27-year-old man have been charged in the weekend murder of 8-year-old Mexico immigrant Melissa Ortega in Chicago as she walked down the street with her mother. The boy, who is believed to be the shooter, was charged with first-degree murder and attempted murder. He will be charged as an adult. Javier Guzman, who was driving, has also been charged with multiple counts. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The governor of Texas spoke about immigration at the southern border.
Greg Abbott on Thursday spoke at a two-day border summit for 12 state attorneys general to discuss security at the U.S. southern border. Abbott accusing President Biden of being indifferent to the impact illegal immigration has in the United States.
Joe Biden doesn't care about victims of human trafficking. If he cared, he would step up and do something about it. But he does not care about the carnage that he's causing to lives and communities across the entire country.
The Biden administration has focused on the root cause of mass migration, including crime and poverty in countries where illegal immigrants are. The Biden administration has focused on the root causes of mass migration, including crime and poverty in countries where migrants are fleeing from. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.